The applause from activists such as the Enough Project's Omar Ismail hasn't died down since news of the ICC action broke.
We cannot disagree that there are crimes that were committed in Darfur. There were people who committed these crimes. And we cannot disagree that the Sudanese system had failed utterly in dealing with this matter. So that we have to have another direction to go. And that direction is the ICC. If they are going to deal with this matter, they are going to deal with it, whether the government of Sudan wanted it or not. There is no doubt in my mind.
But President al-Bashir's supporters say the ICC spotlight on him is misguided. They say he's not to blame for the atrocities in Darfur. The chairman of Sudan's Parliamentary Defense and Security Subcommittee is Dr. Mudawi el-Turabi.
The problem of Darfur was caused due to the Chadian wars in Darfur. We just found that in 2005, the proliferation of small arms in Darfur raised up to 1.5 million small pieces of guns in a population of 4 to 5 million.
He says Chad is backing rebels against Mr. al-Bashir's administration. The president's supporters say the roots of the Darfur conflict are not in his office. A senior member of Sudan's ruling National Congress Party, Dr. Bakri Osman Sahid, blames persistent drought in the region. He says this has pitted various ethnic groups against one another in a battle over scarce resources.
There is banditry activity which is going to be very difficult to control. Some elements of it have been there before the latest conflict erupted.
But Dr. Gerard Prunier, an internationally respected political consultant on East African affairs, dismisses the contentions made by the president's supporters.
You have the impression it's all a question of natural catastrophe, it comes down from heaven, or it's being drought. No, come on, for God's sake. This is a human-made conflict.
Prunier says it's now up to the ICC to decide whether or not Mr. al-Bashir is the key figure behind the abuses in Darfur. But Sayed says the war crimes charges against the president are less about stopping human suffering and more about ousting Mr. al-Bashir.
When I talk to my colleagues, friends in the government there, this is what they tell me. They said, this is the objective of these people. They keep accusing the government of whatever it did and it didn't do because their final objective is to change the Islamist regime in Sudan.
So the activists, though, aren't discouraged by all the accusations of conspiracies against Mr. al-Bashir.
There is no doubt in my mind that the perpetrators one day will stand trial and we will see justice served.
The president's supporters insist that any attempt to try him in The Hague will destabilize the whole of Sudan. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.